During the 20 years I've been in California, an immigrant fog of South Asians has crept into America.
That's writer Bharati Mukherjee reading from her novel, The Tree Bride. Mukherjee was one of the earliest chroniclers of that story of the immigrant fog changing America. I just found out she died a couple of weeks ago in Manhattan. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I knew Bharati Mukherjee when she lived in San Francisco and taught at UC Berkeley. Mukherjee was elegant in her sari with a glass of red wine, but you would be a fool to not see the steel behind those Kolkata convent school manners. She had led a sheltered life in Kolkata, but had vivid memories of India around the time of independence.
I had grown up as a very small girl watching funeral processions of young people killed during the freedom fighting riots.
She resented the colonial attitudes of the Irish nuns at her Catholic school, and she was relieved she came to America, not England, the old colonial power.
For me, coming to America rather than Britain was a sense of relief, was great freedom. The untying, uncoupling of English from colonial history was very, very liberating.
It was liberating in other ways too.
When I'm writing fiction, I can only think in English or American English. I'm making this anti-colonial distinction between the two, and that probably because I can be free to be any character I want in English, whereas I am stuck, I'm constrained, restrained to be the good, well-brought-up Bengali woman if I write in Bengali.
She came to America at a time when that immigrant fog had not yet crept in.
When I came in the early 60s, there were very few Indians who were immigrants. We were all came as foreign students on the foreign student visa. And the numbers were so small, even in places like Manhattan, that you would smile at another Indian if you walked by one.
She wrote those first stories of these new Americans in books like The Middleman and Other Stories, which won the National Book Critics Circle Award way back in 1988. In Tiger's Daughter, an Indian woman feels out of place in India after years in America. In her famous novel Jasmine, Jyoti becomes Jasmine, becomes Jane, stripping away layers of identity with each name as she journeys from India to Iowa.
By the time I came to write Jasmine, in the late 80s, Indian immigrants were far more visible as a community. But the rhetoric for talking about immigration was still stuck in that old melting pot versus rejection of American culture. And that meant that either you had to reject wholly the culture that you had come from, or you became overly American. You gave up something in order to acquire the other.
The melting pot assumed a one-way transformation, she said, an assimilation where all the non-Anglos were expected to scrub down. She was interested in the two-way process where America changed her, even as she changed America.
Each side casts shadows on the other.
This two-way dance preoccupied her later books, like The Tree Bride.
And so it tabulates the regrets and the limitedness of the concept of free will that had been embraced by some of my earlier characters, like Jasmine. And this may make some people, some Americans, unhappy, but it's understanding the dance of free will and destiny.
And then, to her surprise, she went to India and saw a new generation of Americanized Indians in India.
I was amazed at the number of Silicon Valley families who have settled in towns like Bangalore and set up a kind of hybrid Indo-American life. These were young families, people in their late 30s or early 40s, obviously very, very successful, and with young, very American-sounding, American-acting children. And the McMansions that they have built.
She wrote about those hyphenated lives, but rejected the hyphen for herself. She wanted to be an American writer, she said, not an Asian American one, relegated to a particular bookshelf. My rejection of hyphenation has been called race treachery, she said, but it is really a demand that America deliver the promises of its dream to all its citizens equally. The writer Pico Iyer said, long before most of the culture was thinking about it, she was seeing how America could become a new kind of nation by drawing from every corner of the world and bringing them all into new combinations. But her rejection of the hyphen was not a rejection of her roots. In one of her last books, Mukherjee's heroine Tara turns on the lights in her San Francisco home at dusk because her grandmother in India once told her, "The spirits come out at that time." Mukherjee told me she too did the same.
What is there in science to tell me at this moment to tell me that spirits don't exist? So I'm turning on the lights even more vigorously these days.
Bharati Mukherjee is gone, but she left the light on for many of us. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. चुरा लिया है तुमने जो दिल